afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisper, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
Thank you, Isaiah. Leanne finally, once again, bought Limoncello LaCroix. So I'm cracking one of those while we chit-chat on this whatever day, whatever time you are listening. That is very good. I miss those. You know, I've told you before, sometimes ideas just come to me. And other times I have to think, what am I going to talk about on the podcast this week? Well, quite thankfully, this will be, hopefully we will air it next week. But this should be, fingers crossed, at least the last week that you have to listen just to me for at least 1 week, if not longer. There is a little teaser for you. There is a crossover podcast coming. I always love doing those crossover podcasts with people that I know from, you know, growing up, other friends, college. So I'm excited to bring that to you either next week or in the coming weeks here. And today I'm doing something a little bit different. Well, kind of. You see, typically I have at least a few bullet points, a few things to hit in terms of notes or things that I want to say. However, last night, out of nowhere, just this idea came to me, and so I texted it to myself, and really I'm going to go off the cuff even more than I usually do. Because what I want to talk about is as simple as three words: live your life. As if you didn't already get that from the title itself. Live your life. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, where did that come from? And I don't know, it quite actually just came to my mind. I wasn't even thinking about the podcast necessarily. I might have been thinking about, oh, I need to record a podcast, but sorry, my phone is going off right now in a group chat that I'm in with family. But either way, the idea just kind of came to me. And as you know, the past couple of weeks, I've spent talking in one form or another about mental health. And I'm excited to get rolling with counseling and everything. Though I wish I could have started to go sooner, it's almost in a sense been good that I haven't, because it's given me a lot of time to kind of self-reflect. And maybe one day I'll be open enough to sharing some of that self-reflection here on the podcast to give you a little bit more insight. But one of the things I've been thinking about lately is really that live your life mantra. You see, there's only so much we can control in this life. And sometimes we might make one decision and it may not go the way we want it to, or maybe we'll make a decision and it does go the way we want it to. I don't know if you remember those books when we were younger, but it was like those, not like it, it actually was those choose your own adventure books where you would have two options, and depending which option you chose, you skipped to page 73 or whatever. And that dictated your journey. And you could go through that book again and make another series of options, and it would have been a different story. And that's the way to look at life. Is in life, you're going to make a decision of a variety of decisions, and it's going to drive your life in one direction or another. And you won't know until that decision is made whether it was the right decision or not. But the more you sit and think about it, you only get one life. And yes, much, much easier said than done to say that you shouldn't worry, you shouldn't have anxiety, you should get out there and live it. Right? Again, much easier said than done. I can attest to that out of anyone. However, I've been trying to have that mindset lately. Through some of that self-reflection, I've come to the fact you just have to live your life. Because whatever's going to happen is going to happen, right? Whatever direction it takes, you kind of just have to take things as they come. And then you're back at the next decision. You're back at the next juncture. And you say, well, now how am I going to handle X, Y, or Z? And I've done a variety of podcasts. But not just a variety of podcasts, but also specific podcasts on how life's too short sometimes, right? Talking about the passing of my grandmother a couple years ago, talking about the passing of a family friend, talking just a couple of months ago about the passing of a friend of my sister-in-law's. Whether it's unexpected or not, you only have X amount of time here on Earth. And the older I get, the more I realize you really are never promised tomorrow. You really are never promised that next moment. So live your life. If you're debating whether or not to go to an event, whether that's a sporting event, a movie, going out with friends, maybe it's quitting a job, maybe it's taking a promotion, maybe it's deciding whether or not to go back to school. It could be a variety of things. But don't be afraid just to make a decision, stick with it, own that decision, and see where it takes you. Credit, Leanne's yelling from the other room. Credit for what?
That's what I tell you all the time, is to own your decisions and commit to it.
Yeah, I know, Leanne. Okay. That's what I'm talking. Do you want to do the podcast?
No, just make sure you give me some credit.
Okay. Credit to Leanne. So anyway, so now I've lost my train of thought because Leanne decided she needed credit. Anyway, what I was saying is make a decision and stick to it. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. For example, this past weekend, I had made a friend a couple of weeks ago at a meetup. And this past weekend, I had been debating because I had to drive my sister to the airport. And then afterwards, I was supposed to go all the way downtown and meet this friend. And I kept going back and forth on whether or not I should go. And it's not that I didn't want to go. It's that I was more like, oh my gosh, it's an hour plus drive to come back home. Even driving there, I'm going to have to be in traffic. I hate driving in Chicago traffic. I get anxiety even thinking about it. I get more anxiety even doing it. And it didn't help that the weather was absolutely terrible that day. But I ended up deciding, you know what, I'm just going to suck it up and go. I even drove around for 15 minutes looking for parking. I probably passed open parking spots, but I didn't know what I was doing. I was freaking out. 15 minutes later, I finally parked, and I actually had a lot of fun that night. I was really glad that I went. I'm glad that we got to hang out, we got to catch up, we got to watch the basketball games together, because it would have been better than wallowing in my self-pity and my own anxiety in the apartment by myself all night. There was another example I was about to use as well, but that one has completely gone out of my mind. The point I'm trying to make is to cherish those relationships, take ownership of those decisions, live your life. Now, of course, I'm not telling you to go in debt or to spend money you don't have necessarily in order to go to an event. But if you're debating whether or not go to that event, just go. I think about the amount of football games that I went to this past fall, and I had a riot at each and every one of them. And even more so, I'll have those memories for the rest of my life. It's about creating those memories. It's about building or maintaining friendships. It's about doing things for yourself. That's the other thing I would say too, is don't be afraid to go do something by yourself. Yeah, it might feel weird, or it might feel different. But again, think about the memories that you'll have. Think about the life you'll have created or done the things that you've wanted to do. Get out there, live your life, be happy about it. And just remember, as always, you have your own support system. You have people around you that love you and will always be there for you no matter what. Peace, love, and blessings. And I'll talk to you all next week.